Online gambling is illegal in the U.S., but that hasn't stopped many Americans from pursuing games of chance on the net. Lawmakers in Washington have wanted to clamp down for a long time, and over the weekend, they did just that. The new legislation makes it illegal for credit card companies and others to process payments to internet gambling sites in other countries. President Bush is expected to sign the bill soon. As NPR's Adam Davidson reports, the new law is drawing a mixed response.
Joel Rose is thrilled. He's the vice chair of the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling, and he hates internet casinos.
This has been called the crack cocaine of gambling.
Online gambling is more dangerous, he says, than physical casinos because everyone can access the internet at home or at work at any time. Rose says this new law will eliminate 95% of online gambling. He says critics are wrong when they say gamblers will just find other ways to gamble.
That's a load of hooey. Look, this is not an activity which someone must do. It's an activity which people tend to do as a bad habit if it's thrust in their face, if it's super convenient.
Rose says the new law will make it more difficult to gamble online, so most people will just stop.
I think a prohibition bill, as we found before, necessarily stems consumer demand.
Sue Schneider is president of the River City Group, a generally pro-gambling research company. She says the U.S. government can't stop foreign gambling companies, but the U.S. can make it difficult for Americans to send money to those companies. And she says many financial institutions will follow the law and stop processing payments for overseas internet gambling.
I think there will be others that will decide that they are going to continue for whatever reason.
You say whatever reason. I think many billions of dollars is the reason.
Yeah, the dollars do talk. It's a very profitable industry.
There are no firm numbers, but every estimate suggests that Americans spend tens of billions of dollars every year with overseas internet gambling companies. Until now, gamblers have found a variety of legitimate companies offering to transfer funds from the U.S. But Charles Intriago of the watchdog site MoneyLaundering.com says the new bill will eliminate many of those legal channels.
Anytime Congress blocks or makes it difficult to move money through an obvious regulated avenue, it drives the movement of that money to underground sources.
Many gamblers will find it easy to use underground payment systems, Intriago says. They're all over the web. And he says the sudden addition of millions of users and billions of dollars into this underground economy will overwhelm federal investigators. It will make it much harder for them to find money launderers and terrorist financiers.
There are not enough resources at the federal level now to look at them. So who's looking at them? Nobody.
Is this new law a victory for anti-gambling forces or for illegal underground financing? It's hard to tell this early. The stock market has voted on a clear loser, though. Today, several leading publicly traded British online gambling firms saw their share prices collapse by more than 60%. Adam Davidson, NPR News.